Welcome to St Ninian's Community Church podcast. Hi, this is Margaret here. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, in the New International Version, The Rich Young Man. Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments." "Which ones?" the man inquired. Jesus replied, "Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony. Honour your father and your mother, and love your neighbour as yourself." "All these things I have kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Love your neighbour as yourself. At this time of lockdown has seen more neighbourhood love than in many years. People looking out for neighbours, shopping, phoning, texting, emailing. Yes, it can be lonely for some, but for others, it has been more attention than they've had in years. Our society has been broken from what it was 50 years ago, when old folks stayed with their families, when people looked out for kids playing in the street, neighbours popped in to borrow sugar, etc. Each was prepared to help their neighbour out in times of lack. The poor have a way of sharing. One time I was shocked when I was down the Raplock and I heard someone wanting to borrow a nappy. The poor freely give. They help their neighbour out of their poverty. How much harder for the rich man? Had he always been rich? Or had it been passed down through the family? Or had he started to trade and was a self-made man? If he had to struggle to make his money, how hard to give it all away? Some rich people do give. Carnegie in the past, Bill Gates now, to name a few. Some rich give where they see need and some don't. To some people, money is their God. Their sole aim in life is to make more. They can be in bondage to their materialism. It can be like a fire. It's never satisfied. It's never enough. It can be easy to fall into the trap of one-upmanship, to want to have more or the best in the neighbourhood. This man was asked to give it all. It would have been easier to give it all if he was poor or had nothing much to give. For a rich man, would he have to give his security, his comfort, his place as a rich man in society? Would he have had a certain amount of respect or authority because he was rich or because he was the boss? He was asked to give it all, to give it all up to follow Jesus. What an ask. Jesus can ask and does even today. The question is, will you obey? He may ask a small thing, a medium thing, or for your all. Don't judge all rich men the same. Some are put in that position by God to be used by him. God lets some people prosper in business so they may be a blessing, provide jobs, give loans, or give to the poor, or as they see a need, or even to give a helping hand when needed. It could be a matter of being in the right place at the right time to see a need. Don't think it's a Christian requirement to be poor. Look at Abraham, Jacob, Job, King David, Solomon, Esther, Joseph. And then think about Joseph of Arimathea. He was a rich man used by God to provide a tomb for Jesus. Was he rich for such a time as that? We dare not judge. We do not know God's plan. I say, at this time, when praying for the poor and the hungry, spare a prayer for the rich man, that God will soften their heart, that God will use them for his purposes. It says in the Bible, to whom much is given, much is asked. God is the provider, but he will ask his people to give. Perhaps a car or some such thing, a holiday, a train ticket, or perhaps even a loaf of bread. He can ask because he has prepared the way. He's provided others that they can be his hand and provide to people not as well off as them at that time. Ask and it will be given. The chances are it will not be an angel trapping at your door, but a more human source. Even in a supernatural turn of events, God will use you where your gifting is. To some of it's nursing or teaching. To some it's in giving. We are not all made the same, and God won't use us the same way, but he will have a purpose for us all. Let us come to God in prayer. Almighty God, you who are our great provider, help us to see your hand at work. Help us to be your hand at work. Help us to be a blessing to others. Bless those who are unloved for whatever reason. Let your will be done through us and on the earth at this time. Lord, when the whole world is in chaos, when the whole world is worried over this virus, we know that you're in control. And we thank you that you're in control amid all the chaos and all the worry and all the fears and all the problems. You who are our wonderful God, we bless you, we adore you. We ask that everything that has breath praise the Lord. Lord, you who are so good, so holy, so pure, you who are the healer, heal this country, heal this world. In Jesus' name, amen.